In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Oh, how much we need Jesus. How much we need Jesus in the depths of our being. Without Jesus, we're just gonna sink. But you know what? We don't need to be without Jesus, because he said, "No one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing, that's you, of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. How much we need Jesus. I'm looking at the fourth chapter of Mark. Again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea, with such a very large crowd gathered around him. They're pushing in. They want to touch him. So what does Jesus do? That he got into a boat on the sea and sat there while the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he starts to teach them from the boat. The boat becomes the pulpit. He can't do it on land because they're pushing in. They're trying to crush him. They want to touch him. They need to be healed. They need to be delivered. And so he gets into a boat and he begins to teach them many things in parables. And in this teaching, he said to them, "Listen, listen." Oh yes, how we need to listen. How we need to listen. Listen. A sower went out to sow. What does he sow? He's sowing the seed. What's the seed? The word of God. And as he sowed, some seed or the word of God fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Do you have roots? Are your roots in the cross? Are your roots in Jesus? You see, my roots are not in anyone else but in Jesus and the cross and resurrection. How I need to have my roots firmly, firmly positioned in the cross and resurrection. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it and yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil and brought forth grain, growing up, increasing yield 30, 60, and 100-fold. This is a lot of yield in the Holy Land. And he said, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." Do you have ears to hear? Do you have ears to hear today? Because he said, "Listen, listen," because he's going to explain this parable. And when he was alone, those who were around him, along with the 12, asked him about the parables. Are you ever alone with Jesus? Are you ever alone with Jesus? Because he wants to speak to you through his word and in your heart. Have you had an experience of Jesus, that he really loves you and he's done something for you that no one else could do? Oh yes. Oh yes, how I need Jesus. Oh yes, I was converted, changed in 1968, but how much do I need Jesus in 2018? I need him 100-fold. How I need him. Without him, I cannot do anything. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God." That's the apostles and disciples. "But to those outside, everything comes in parables, in order that they may indeed look, but not perceive. That they may indeed listen, but not understand. So that they may not turn again and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word of God." Oh yes, the word of God. And it falls on different paths. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. When they hear, the devil, Satan, immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. Oh yes, how many people have come to church and the word has been sown, but immediately before they even leave the church, the devil comes and steals that. Don't let the devil steal the word of God. Do you know the word of God? Are you in the word of God? Do you read the word of God? And these are the ones sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, they immediately receive it with joy. Hallelujah! But they have no root and endure only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. How many people that I know this? They loved the beginning of what God was doing in their life, but when trouble or persecution came, they said, "Count me out. I want nothing to do with this." It was good when it was the balloon stage of Christianity, when everything was wonderful, but now trouble and persecution has come, and they fall away. I can write a book on that, trouble and persecution. And others are those sown among the thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, and it yields nothing. Oh my, oh my, how we need that the Lord would touch us, that we would yield good fruit. How we need that the Lord would touch us, that we would yield good fruit. And these are the ones sown on good soil. They hear the word of God, they accept it, and they bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Do you hear the word of God? Do you accept it? Are you bearing fruit? If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will produce much fruit. It is my Father's will that you produce fruit. We are called to be fruit producers. And what is the fruit? Apples and oranges? No, people. How many people have you touched with the word of God? How many people have you witnessed to? You know, we overcome the devil by two things, by the testimony that we have and by the blood of Jesus. How many times have you shared your testimony? You say, "Well, my testimony is not too great." It's the only one you have. Share the one you have. How God and how Christ changed your life when you invited Jesus to come into your heart. How we need to know the power of God. How we need to know the love of God. How we need to know the graciousness of God, that He loves us to the nth degree. Catherine Kuhlman used to say, if your faith in Him is still intact, everything is going to come out all right. He is on the throne. He hears and answers prayer. And if your faith in Him is still intact, everything's going to come out all right. She would say that every day. She would say that every day. Is your faith intact in Jesus Christ? Do you have faith in Jesus Christ? Has He changed your life? Has He given you new life? Are you the seed planted on good soil? Yes, temptations come and temptations go, but are you still in His bandwagon? Are you still in His discipleship people? I tell you, Jesus said to them, Is a lamp brought in to be put under a bushel basket or under the bed and not on a lampstand? You are the light of the world. You don't want to put your light under a bushel basket or under a bed. You want to put it on a lampstand that people would see the great works of your Father, and so adore the Lord Jesus Christ. For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed. I tell you, people that are playing around with pornography, it's going to be exposed. Everyone's going to see it. It's time to ask forgiveness. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to go to confession. It's time to say, you know what? I don't want these things to be seen by the world. Everything that is hidden, it says, nothing that is hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. Everything. Let everyone who has ears hear and listen. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get. How are you giving? Are you tithing your money? The measure you give is the measure you get. If you give a little, you're going to get a little. If you give much, you're going to get much. God knows how to give the increase, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given. From those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. We remember the woman that only had two pennies, and she put everything in. The measure you give shall be given to you. I tell you, she put in everything. I remember being at a healing service once, and I preached on tithing. That was one of the things I preached on. I preached on Jesus is what I preached on. But tithing was one of the things. And this lady came up to me, and she said, the Lord told me to empty my wallet and give it all to you. And I said, what kind of ministry do you have? She says, I have a ministry to the poor. I said, I don't want to take your money. She said, the Lord told me to give it to you because it's going to be increased. I had to take it. I had to take it. I didn't want to take it. She had a ministry to the poor. But she said, the Lord told her. And so as the Lord told her, she gave it all. I don't remember how much it was, but it was like the woman, the widow woman, that gave everything to the collection. He also said, the kingdom of God is like someone who scatters seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces itself. First the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with the sickle, because the harvest has come. I tell you, it is harvest time. People are ready to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. People are ready to hear that Christ has died, that Christ is buried. Christ is raised from the dead. People are ready to hear it, and that he changes lives. The whole experience of Christianity is that the Lord Jesus Christ changes lives. Has your life been changed by the Lord? Has your life, oh yes, do you have hard times still? I have hard times still. Today's not my best day, as a matter of fact. But you know what? He calls me to preach the word of God in season and out of season, that there's a harvest to come. Oh, listen to me. Maybe you just turned me on today for the first time. I want to tell you that you are loved with an everlasting love by the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he has plans for you. The scripture says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. Listen to the next part. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. Are you seeking him with all of your heart? Or are you just, you know, come day, go day, God send Sunday? No, no, no. Are you seeking him with all of your heart? It's harvest time. He wants to harvest you into the kingdom of God. He wants to bring you into the kingdom of God. The parable of the mustard seed. He also said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown among the ground is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. And when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can find nests in its shade. I tell you, this whole thing of the mustard seed, the kingdom starts off very small, but it increases with the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, it starts off very small. It started off small in my life. How much more will the Father give you for those who ask? How much more will He give you the Holy Spirit for those who ask? Lord, we ask You for the Holy Spirit. Lord, we've started with mustard seed of faith. We need that mustard seed to grow, Lord. We need it to grow. We need to nurture it with the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to nurture it with our witnessing. We need to nurture it with our Bible reading. We need to nurture it with the Eucharist. Oh yes. Oh yes. How we need to nurture the mustard seed of faith that we have. And you know, the Lord doesn't say, unless you have the faith the size of a watermelon seed. No, no. That's too big. You just start with a mustard seed of faith. I remember one day I went into the chapel many years ago, and I said, Lord, I need a mustard seed of faith, and I'll never ask it of You again. And the Lord gave it to me, and I've never asked for a mustard seed of faith, because it started to grow. It started to grow. Even when I don't feel it growing, it grows, because God is faithful. Do you know that today? That God is faithful, and that He loves you. With many such parables, He spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. Are you able to hear the word of God today? Are you able to know that there's someone who cares about you? Are you able to know that He has plans for you? Are you able to know that He loves you as you are? But you know what? He doesn't want to keep you where you are. He finds us where we are, but doesn't keep us where we are. He loves you as you are. He did not speak to them except in parables, but He explained everything in private to His disciples. I tell you, we need to be in private with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be in private with the Lord Jesus Christ, where He will make known to us what He wants us to do. Today He told me, He said to me, you know, you don't have to worry about the certain thing, because it's going to be all right. I believe it. I believe it. I drop it. I dropped it. I don't have to hold on to that, what people think or what people say. On that day, when everything had come, He said to them, let us go across to the other side. The other side is not the Jewish side, it's the Gentile side. And leaving the crowd behind, they took Him with them in the boat, just as He was. Do we take Jesus into our lives as He is? You know, He's a miracle worker. He's also a long sufferer. He also has plans for our life. Do we take Jesus into our life as He is, or do we have our own theology? God doesn't do miracles anymore. Oh no. Why, God's changed. God hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't have to worry about God changing. The ones who change are us. You know, there are people that started off with the greatest of vigor in the faith, and they saw great miracles and great awesome things happening. And then persecution started to come, and you know what? They left the Lord. They said, this is too much for us. Just as He was, they took Him into the boat. Other boats were with Him, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. On the Sea of Galilee, there are two things that are working: the mountains and the desert. When those winds clash, there's going to be a storm. I remember going out on a boat. It was so beautiful, and all of a sudden that happened. It just happened in a minute. The mountains, cold air, and the desert, warm air, and the boat was being tossed from here to there. It was like the gospel story, the gospel happening. The boat was being swamped, but He was in the stern asleep on the cushion. You know what? He's in your stern, he's in your heart. You might think he's asleep, but he loves you, and he has plans for you. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the seas obey him?" You know who he is. He's God's son. He's God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. He's true God and true man. Oh yes, he has power over the winds and over the seas. Do you know that we have the same power? That when it's being told we're going to have a flood, we can call that flood out and to go out to sea and not burden us. Maria tells the story of they were expecting a great hurricane in Florida, and a prayer group got together and commanded that the hurricane would not touch Miami. And you know what? It didn't. We have that authority. And we don't use the authority, so therefore, you know what happens? We stay in the slump. We still think that, you know, we're subject to all these things. And God can do whatever he wants to do through the authority of the church. Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me both in heaven and on earth." All authority has been given to me both in heaven and on earth. And who does he give this authority to? The people of God, the church of God. Oh yes, the Catholic Church has been given all authority. But the point of the matter is, are we using it? That's the issue. If we are not using it, we're going to lose it. But it's always there for us to use, that authority, always the authority to bless people, the authority to heal people, the authority to bring the Word of God to people. We have been given that authority. And do we use the authority? Or have we forgotten? Have we forgotten? Are we like the people in the boat? Jesus is asleep. Well, wake him up in your soul. Wake him up and just tell him, "I want that authority, not for myself, but for your people. I want to use your authority, the authority that you gave me, the authority that you gave the church. I want that authority, not for myself alone, but for your people." Oh yes, I have people coming to me needing that authority. I told you of the story of the man who came to me and said, 2 years ago, I was on liquor, and you prayed for me, and I've been without liquor for 2 whole years. Praise the Lord. Who did that? That's the work of God. That's the work of God. That's the authority of God. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Would you help us so that we can pay our bills? Go to www.inseason.net and you would leave something on PayPal. www.inseason.net and could leave something on PayPal. May God bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.